This is Chris Shepherd, music director of the Masterwork Chorus. If you were to go to the archives of Montpelier High School, in my hometown of Montpelier, Vermont, you might just possibly find a bootleg video of West Side Story from the early 1980s. And if you were to look very carefully at the back of the stage, you might find a lanky, unnamed Jet, not a particularly threatening-looking gang member, and certainly not an impressive dancer. But from that first experience with the music of Leonard Bernstein, like many other people who have been a part of any West Side Story production, I've been hooked on the highly rhythmic, melodically creative, and harmonically challenging music of a man who has justly been called America's Mozart, in honor of his extraordinary gifts as a pianist, conductor, composer, and teacher. The second Bernstein work that grabbed me by the ears was his Mass, written to open the Kennedy Center in the early 1970s. This sprawling work for massive forces, symphonic choir, chamber choir, children's choir, orchestra, soloists, and dancers, not to mention a pit band, has gathered something of a cult over the years. The only time I heard it live was just a couple years before Bernstein's death. Though he didn't conduct on that occasion, he was in the audience at Tanglewood for the exciting production. You will get to hear music from these two wonderful works, as well as some arrangements of lesser-known pieces from Bernstein's Broadway shows, on Saturday evening, March 10th, at the Chatham United Methodist Church. If you know Bernstein's music already, it will be a wonderful trip down memory lane. If you don't yet know these pieces, then come along and see why several generations now have been inspired by Bernstein's music. And stick around afterwards for a birthday party. We're going to wish Bernstein a happy 100th. See you then. Thank you.